Now, you have in the first three verses the sufficiency of God. And this is a very wonderful section that we have here, by the way, and I think that I should read several verses. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Now, here is a very wonderful statement. And somebody says, well, how do you know whether it's true or not? I say the Bible said it. Somebody will come along and say, well, it's a theory, and you don't know whether this is true or not. Well, my friend, I've tried it. And we're told here that the Lord is a refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. And we are told, taste of the Lord and see if He's good. The Lord Jesus said, if any man will do His will, he'll know of the doctrine, whether it be of God. Now, you can count on God in time of trouble and find He's there. Christians do not learn today to trust God in time of trouble. And the reason is they do not know about the sufficiency of God. They've never found Him sufficient. We need a God that doesn't fail us. Circumstances under which God is sufficient, though the earth be removed. And that's a most inopportune and extreme circumstance. Has the earth ever been taken out from and under you? Have you ever been suspended in space? Most people think they're the only ones who ever had trouble, but God's people find God sufficient in time of trouble, and that's what He's saying here. This psalm was Luther's favorite. He probably wrote the great Reformation hymn, the hymn, Ein feste Bergist unser Gut. That's very poor German, by the way, but it means a mighty fortress is our God. He had this in mind. Here, God is our refuge and strength, a present help in time of trouble. And men down through the centuries have found out that that is true.